Natives in the Dawson City area have voluntarily curbed their salmon harvest from the Yukon River due to poor returns. Cheryl Kawaja of the CBC reports.
Chief Darren Taylor says the Trundek Wittgen aren't happy to reduce their salmon fishery this year, but he says it has to be done to protect the fish.
You know, we should never be in this situation. There are a lot of things that can be done beforehand before it comes to limiting an Aboriginal fishery. You know, there could be more emphasis on river activities that may have an impact on salmon stocks.
He points to the Yukon Queen, a large tourist pleasure boat used by Holland America on the river, as one example of river activity that may be harming fish. He'd also like to see changes in Alaska.
So on the U.S. side, too, there could be a lot more work done in that area, but then that involves international negotiations.
Roberta Joseph is the Fish and Wildlife Coordinator for the First Nation. She says the decision to agree to new harvest limits was made by the Trundek Wittgen citizens and the Elders Council.
Our reduction would probably be around 750 or something, 750. And we'll also be hiring a monitor to monitor fishing locations and reporting that information back to our office.
Joseph says once the community has reached its set quota, it will have another citizens' meeting to discuss the next step. Cheryl Kawaja, CBC News, Dawson City.